This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, Phil Skinner, and that means we're going to learn a whole lot about what's going on in the world of collectible automobiles. Phil does a tremendous amount of traveling, and we'll find out where he's been in recent times and where he's headed in the not-too-distant future. Also, if you're in the market for a classic car and would like some free advice, if you're going to an auction for the first time, perhaps don't know the ins and outs of auction lingo. Phil works for a number of auction companies on the side as well, and can help you out on that front. Or if you have an unusual vehicle and like a free estimate of value on your particular vehicle, if it's something classic, something rare, something antique, we'd love to help you out. So all you have to do is dial us up at 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. And we can help you out on that front as well. Or if you want to tell us a story, because both Phil and I just love hearing your stories, maybe your first car, or story of your dad's car, your grandfather's car, your mom's car, the car that got away, the car that perhaps you owned in high school and you sold and you thought you made out well, and now all these years later you realize that you could have been sitting on a whole lot of cash if you had held on to it. The one that got away, if you want to tell us your story, we'd love to hear it. 855-660-4261 or bob@boblongradio, bob@autoworldradio.com. As I mentioned, Phil is collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. He also is an expert in the realm of motorcycles, classic motorcycles as well, and does some freelance work for a number of the auction companies. And he's also one of the best guys in the entire world. So let's welcome him to the airways of Auto World. Phil, thank you so much for your time. How you doing?
Good afternoon or good evening, Bob. Doing quite well today. It's kind of an overcast, cloudy day here in Southern California, which is our version of natural air conditioning.
Very good. Of course, there have been lots of auctions of late, and we're going to be talking about some of the upcoming ones. But most recently, Mecum had a big sale in Indianapolis, and it's amazing to me the number of Mecum sales that we see now in an average year. Have they rolled it up to a pretty significant amount, Phil, or is it just my imagination? It just seems like every other week there's a new Mecum sale someplace.
Well, they're trying to cut back. At one point, they were up to like 18 or 19 sales in a year, and they're kind of cut back now to around 12 sales a year, about one a month. The two biggest sales he does, obviously Indianapolis, which was a five-day event, netted about $54 million. And then his big sale is Kissimmee, Florida, which is in January. And that one is a basically almost like a 9 or 10 day sale. And I think he netted right around $77 million at that event this year. by far, Meekin is the biggest, he's the biggest grill in the house when it comes to just sheer quantity. And he moves them through, gets lots of cars sold, has his, conditioning, his company really is, he conditions the bidders. A lot of auction companies, they'll spend three and a half minutes on a car, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it really is. Meekin, on the other hand, he'll run a car through maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes if you're lucky, and it really moves fast, and the bidders are conditioned. On the good side, it gets a lot of cars sold. On the downside is people like you and me, we go in there, we get a bit intimidated because it's so fast, and you have to think so quickly, and you don't have that time to just go, go, go. The dealers, there's a lot of dealers that deal with Meekin, and they're used to the rapid-fire pace that they get at a regular dealer auction. All across the country, there are companies like Mannheim and Odessa that sell used cars to used car dealers. And at those auctions, it's not unusual for them to do 2,500, 3,000 cars a day. And they're rapid-fire on multiple lanes. The dealers are tuned to it, and they make their decisions. They know where they're going to go. And there's no issing or anning around. And, the collector car is a little more slower paced because you're dealing with people around public. You didn't mean. Meekin keeps it fast, keeps the dealers on it. If you get your mind up going, a regular person can deal okay at Meekin. In fact, I've only ever bought a few cars at auction. The first three cars I ever bought at auction were all at Meekin sales. So, you can do it, but it's not easy.
Very well said. And certainly the fact that these auctions are now on TV as definitely made a difference. I mean, Barry Jackson was the first to do it, but Dana Meekin following the lead of Craig Jackson, and of course so many other auctions are streamed online as well. I mean, this has really kind of opened up the auction world to a lot more folks.
Well, you're talking about online. I actually, this last Indianapolis sale from Meekin, I watched it online, and I was one of the between 6,000 and 7,000 people who were online watching the auction. And Meekin actually is starting to cater to that online audience to the point that if his broadcast team isn't doing a live broadcast, they will often make commentary that's heard only on the Internet. And it's kind of interesting because when they're on the air, they have certain broadcast quality and broadcast standards they have to stay with. When they're off the air and doing it on the Internet, people like John Kramen, who's their leader, he makes a little bit more in-depth comments that you wouldn't be maybe comfortable with on the air. It makes it a lot more enjoyable. And I think Meekin is starting to explore this online streaming as being a great audience for himself.
That's a really good point, Phil. More folks should check it out. I would imagine we're going to see more and more of the auction companies getting involved. I mean, just about, I would say, the vast majority of them are doing live streaming now. Is there anybody out there that you're aware of that is presently not doing live streaming?
No. In fact, I worked a rather small auction just a couple of weeks ago in Nakona, Texas. In fact, it was, I think, the same weekend as Meekin. And we were streaming online, and we were running 1,200 to 1,300 people online. That was for Kari Auctions in Nakona, Texas. And Pete, the owner, actually had us stop and say hi to the people up there on the Internet because they're bidding, too. They have with online bidding availability. They're as much a part of the audience as they are live. The better thing is when you're there, you can actually stop and still look at the cars in person.
Wow. When we come back on the other side, we're going to do some previews of some upcoming auctions. And again, we would love to hear your story, your first car, the car that got away, the coolest car you've ever seen. What's that? 855-660-4261. You're listening to Auto World Live all across North America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at 100.jcwhitney.com. 100.jcwhitney.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back, and we're having lots of fun with Phil Skinner, collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. And Phil is here to help you out. So if you are in the market for a classic car, want some free advice, want a free estimate of value, we can help you out. Or perhaps you're attending an auction and are not up to speed with some of the the lingo that's used at auctions. We can definitely help you out on that front as well. We'd love to hear your stories, too. Your first car that got away, your dad's car, your mom's car, your grandfather's car, the coolest car you've ever seen, the car that you'd really like to own if you won the lottery and could buy yourself whatever you wanted. What would you buy in the realm of classic cars? 855-660-4261. Upcoming June 10th, 11th, and 12th is an event that I was very graciously invited to attend. Unfortunately, dealing with some health stuff at the moment, so I'm not able to make it this year, but with God's help for 2017, I will be there in Tulsa, Oklahoma for the Lake Auction, and I understand there are going to be over 700 vehicles going over the block, and they all are going to be presented in air-conditioned comfort. That sounds nice.
That's right. It's going to be at the Expo Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I should state that I do some work for the Lake Auction people. But it's a fun sale. It's 700. It's their biggest sale of the year. 3 days of great auction action. Great mix of cars. I mean, the nice thing about a lake sale is there's a little bit of something for everybody. Muscles, the classics, brass era, late model sports cars. Just a little bit of everything out there. And it's a fun sale. One of the highlights, Sunday afternoon, 110 cars being offered at no reserve, a little bit of everything in there. High bids going to take every car that comes off the block right there. So this is something you want to kind of keep your eye open for. And in fact, if we have any listeners in the Tulsa area who will be in the Tulsa area June 10th, 11th, and 12th, and they'd like to come, I'm going to make a very special offer here. I'd probably get fired for it, but I don't care. If you send me an email to phil.skinner, or make it pskinner@kbb.com, send an email to pskinner@kbb.com. Tell me, hey, I want to come to Tulsa. I'll have four passes, four VIP passes waiting for you at our Will Call Center there. So all you got to do is send me an email, say, hey, I heard you on Bob Long's program. I want to come to Tulsa, and I'll have some passes there waiting for you.
Oh, that is so kind. And folks, definitely take advantage of this wonderful opportunity. Just shoot Phil an email, pskinner@kbb.com, and you're going to get the VIP treatment there in Tulsa and be able to check out all those beautiful 700 vehicles going over the block. Tell us a little bit about the type of vehicles that will be up for sale in Tulsa. Does it kind of run the gamut, or is it more muscle car centric? What type of vehicles definitely kind of dominate an average lake sale?
Well, in the whole region there of Texas, Oklahoma, pickup trucks, off-road vehicles right now are extremely popular. You're going to go out, you're going to find lots and lots of those wherever you go. But there's also a great selection of muscle cars that have been consigned. We have a number of 69 Camaros, RSSS, Z28s, all of them beautifully restored coming to the sale. We have some late model exotics that are coming into town, a couple of Lamborghinis and a Maserati. I think we have a Lamborghini Gallardo and Ford GTs. These Ford GTs are just the hottest property on the market. Car that originally sold just a couple of years ago for in the $160,000 to $180,000 range. Today, you're lucky to be able to touch one for under $300,000. And I think we have at least two on the auction docket. So that ought to be kind of an interesting event to see that.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. And, yeah, I remember so well the then president of the Ford Motor Company, Nick Shewa, you know, offering me the opportunity to get one of those vehicles. And Phil, I was, as you know, was going to get married, and I decided to be conservative and save up for a house and all that. And In 2020 hindsight, I wouldn't. This doesn't happen that often, and we should warn people that this is the exception of a vehicle like this. But, you know, I ended up losing $200,000 on a house in suburban Boston, and I would have doubled my money on that Ford GT. So that's how it goes sometimes.
Yeah, life is a gamble sometimes, but. And it is interesting because of all the supercars that have come out in the last, say, 15 years since the beginning of 2000s, we've seen some Lamborghinis, we've seen some super Corvettes, we've seen just a whole basketful of performance vehicles. The Ford GT is kind of unique in that it is about the only one who has really accelerated in value. It's really done quite well. And it's kind of the exception to the rule in the world of those what we'll call halo cars.
Mm-hmm. Very true. And speaking of the Ford GT, we got a question here from Christopher. And Christopher is listening in California. Doesn't say whereabouts in California, but he says Ford is bringing back the Ford GT. A much more expensive variant, the carbon fiber one for 2017. Does Phil expect that vehicle also to appreciate in value? That is so hard, Phil, because there's so many variables here. That original Ford GT was very much let's say a reasonable buy. It certainly wasn't an inexpensive vehicle, but this new Ford GT is in excess of $400,000, and I don't know if we're going to see that kind of appreciation with that vehicle.
I don't expect it to be a big money maker. I don't think it'll have the financial gain that we saw with the original GT. Original GT for $170,000 was so technically advanced from anything else being made in America. It was a totally different vehicle. It was so unique. The new GT is also going to be unique, but it is, like you said, listing at about $437,500 once you add tax and license and dealer prep. They're going to be in the $500,000 range. Not many people can afford to pay, prop down $500,000 for a sports car. So I don't look at it as being a quick money investment. The other thing that's going to happen is a lot of those cars are going to be parked, bought, and parked. Not going to get out there and get played with.
That's true. It's interesting. I understand in the application for trying to get one of these, if you're one of the lucky few, number one, the preference to current owners, and more on the other side. Don't go away. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. ICOM Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're live all across North America on great radio stations, including KPAM in Portland, Oregon. Hello to everybody listening in Portland. Thank you so much for being with us. Also want to say hello to everybody listening in Atlanta on WCFO. Thank you very much as well for being a great affiliate of Auto World, and also want to welcome everybody listening in the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, listening on the information station, AM 800, CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit, Michigan. Phil Skinner is with us, collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, and also does a lot of freelance work for different auctions, including the Lake Auction Company. Big auction coming up June 10th, 11th, and 12th. And we're talking about the escalation in price of the Ford GT. This is the one that was built in celebration of Ford's 100th birthday, 2004, 2005, 2006, and it very much emulated the original Ford GT40, which was 40 inches tall, though dimensionally it was quite a bit different. But one little, I don't know if you're aware of this, Phil, but for those people who are lucky enough to considering getting one of these vehicles, you have to go through an application process, and owners, current owners of Ford GTs get priority. And for folks like Bill Warner, the chairman of the Amelia Island Concours, he gets bonus points because Ford likes owners who drive their GTs, and I know that Bill has got about 20,000 miles on his, and so he would get priority over somebody who parked theirs. So like you're saying, people are going to be doing this with the 2017 variant, but it's interesting that Ford is battling back a little bit against that kind of behavior and giving priority to people who actually drive these vehicles, which I applaud them for doing that.
Well, you know, Carol Shelby, who I was very honored to do some work for over the years, Carol, he used to be very upset that he'd go to an auction and find that his late model Mustang-based Shelbys were being bought and people were putting them in the garage. He said those cars weren't meant to be parked. They were put together to be taken out on the street, driven, and enjoyed. And it kind of almost incensed him that people were saying, yeah, but we'll put it away. It'll be worth a lot of money. Well, the way these cars build their value is they build a reputation for performance. And a car can't build a reputation for performance if it's sitting in your garage. So these cars are meant to be taken out and enjoyed. A friend of mine and yours, Jay Leno, he has some spectacular cars. And he gets them in. He restores them to 100 points. He may show them once or twice. Then he takes them out, drives them, and enjoys them because he says that's what they're meant to be. And, once in a while something happens, you have to repair it. But that's what owning a car is about. And so this is it's a thorn in some people's sides that people buy these very high-priced supercars and then just park them and let them more or less sit in the garage, and it just isn't any fun.
Yeah, so true. Let's tell folks about an auction coming up in Raleigh, North Carolina. This is coming up on the 17th and 18th of June.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite auctions. Twice a year, it's the Raleigh Classic. A gentleman by the name of Michael Leese puts this on. Michael is a major dealer out of the Raleigh, North Carolina area, major car dealer, new car dealer. He gets in some really nice, low-mile used cars, and he kind of saves them up and does an auction about twice a year. He also invites consigners who have also equally nice, low-mile, very well-presented cars. The thing is, you go to a Michael Leese sale, the Raleigh Classic, either in June or December, you don't find junky cars that were brought in just to run across the block, and you don't find a big assortment of late model luxury cars. These are all quality, nice cars. It's one of my favorite auctions to go to every year. I can only make the December sale due to conflicts with other auctions I'm doing, but in fact, this year, Michael's sale is on the same weekend as Motostalgia's auction in Indianapolis, and I was just invited to come up and work that auction. So, you know, I can't make it all. I can't go to all the auctions.
Yeah.
There's so many of them.
And speaking of Indy, on the 18th of June at the world-famous Indianapolis Motor Speedway, as you pointed out, that event known as Motostalgia will be held. And I understand that that's quite a happening.
Right. Motostalgia, the company out of Austin, Texas, a gentleman by the name of Antonio Burnett runs it. This will be his second year at Indianapolis. He has an agreement with the SVRA, that's the Sports Car Vintage Racing Association. They meet at various tracks across the country every year, four or five different places. And he has been running auctions in conjunction with their meets. And this will be his second year. He's got a great lineup of vehicles already set up there. And we're really looking forward to going to it. A lot of racing cars.
Oh, cool. And as you wrote in a little note you sent over to me, back to my stomping grounds of New England, Barrett Jackson is going to be holding an inaugural sale at the Mohegan Sun Resort and Casino in Uncasville, Connecticut. I've been there many times for concerts and other happenings, and it's quite a facility. It's going to be interesting to see how they do there. Certainly there's a lot of car people in New England, and There have been other auctions that haven't done so well, but I get the feeling that this one might be a winner, Phil.
Yeah, you know, Big Jackson is always looking for new markets. There hasn't been a major collector car auction in New England in quite some time. I know that years ago, Cruise International used to do sales up in Topsfield, and they were good sales, but that was a long time ago. We're looking at Bear Jackson's looking at this being a major winner for them, and who knows, it may just come off and they may pull it off out of here. You know, they tried up at Reno, Nevada. That really wasn't their fit. But now, June 23rd to 25th, they're going to be giving it a shot. So if you live up in the New England area, well worth it to come down to Connecticut, to Mohegan Sun there, and poke your head in the door and just see how they're going to do.
Well, I got a question here. This question comes out of Missouri. In Sedalia, Missouri, listening on KSIS, it's Henry, and Henry says that that he is in the market for an amphibious vehicle, one of those amphicars. He says he's always been fascinated by them. He wants to know, is he going to get himself into trouble if he buys one of those vehicles? Are parts available? And what's the price range that he would have to plan for if he does indeed move ahead with fulfilling that dream, Phil?
Well, first I'm going to start with the prices right now. This goes back almost 10 years ago. It was at a RM auction. They had a car, they had a Panther car in there. It was valued before the sale at $23,000 to $24,000, $23,000 to $26,000. The car sold at $29,000. A friend of mine bought it. I said, man, you overpaid. A year later at Barrett Jackson, an identical car went across the block and sold at $117,000.
Wow.
And my friend went over to me and said, do you think I still overpaid? Now, truthfully, we've never seen another one come over $100,000. In fact, I think the highest I've really seen something closer to $70,000. And for really, really nice examples, you can still find nice ones in the $50,000 range. But remember, those cars weren't the best cars, and they were a little less of a boat. Fun cars, economical. If you have some money to play with, it's what I consider almost a novelty car.
Yeah, good, very well said.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
So I just finished my AR-15 pistol kit that I got at Guns80.com, and my wife says, no more guns, and then I call, and they tell me they have a Trump commemorative special, their new improved lower, and it's a beauty. Now, professionally engraved on the side of every one of the new improved lowers is Trump, make America great again. That's right, Trump, make America great again, right on the side of your brand new improved lower. Sorry, honey, I gotta have one. Guns80.com, the Trump special, ask for it. Guns80.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast. VaporPalace.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Skinner is with us. We're previewing upcoming auctions and taking your calls and emails, 855-660-4261, bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. And another big auction coming up in June is happening out in sunny Southern California, Santa Monica, at the Barker Hangar, and this is an Auctions America event. Tell us about this event, Phil.
Right, this is Auctions America. It's the same weekend as Barrett in Connecticut. So you have a choice, go east or go west, you're going to find a great auction. And I love Auctions America sales. They are fun, and again, a diverse amount of cars. Not as many cars you might find at a Barrett Jackson, but still there's going to be about 400 vehicles there. It's a two-day auction, Saturday and Sunday, the 25th and 26th. And Donnie Gould, who heads up Auctions America, he likes having fun, and that is evident in the way that he runs his shows and sales. Lots of fun to go out there. So check out auctionsamerica.com, and you're going to just want to come and look at all the cars. He just gets stuffed. I've never seen last year. He had an outstanding collection of Alfa Romeos, which you never saw. He had a Peugeot station wagon that I fell in love with. Unfortunately, other people fell in love with it, more money. It's just a great sale, and that's another one that's fun. And again, diverse. You'll never know what you're going to find. The best thing about it, being in California and in Santa Monica, you don't know who's going to be in the audience. I've spotted a few celebs the last couple of years that he's done his sales out here. So it can be a little star spotting and car buying adventures.
July is always one of your favorite months, Phil, because you get an opportunity to go to one of your favorite spots in the entire world, over to Sweden for the Power Big Meet. And lots of our listeners may not be familiar with this because it's a huge event, and it's chock full of American cars, which is another surprise for a lot of folks.
Swedish car collectors love American cars. They started liking American cars before we started liking American cars, I think, or at least vintage ones. In the 1970s, there was a big movement to start coming over to the U.S. and buying up those big chrome machines that nobody really wanted or cared about. They were 20-year-old who care cars. And they snapped up a lot of bargains today. You want to see some great American cars, the Field and Vesteros is it. Last year, over 15,000 cars on the field. 50,000 happy Swedish car collectors, car people out there, and 50,000 smiling faces. It's fun, and I have a lot of friends. I've made a lot of friends, and that's the big thing about Sweden. They like Americans. They like us to come visit. Right now, the U.S. dollar is pretty strong. They still are on their Swedish crown. It's about 8.5 or 9 to the dollar, which almost is a bargain in Sweden. You're still paying $9 for a gallon of gas, but hey, who cares? Wow. You're driving a pretty classic car.
That's great. And you must tell us about something that was introduced a couple of years ago, and it's interesting that they set this special item up in a parking lot in between McDonald's and Pizza Hut. So talk about all-American. Tell us a little bit about this special happening in Sweden every year.
Well, part of the fun of these car shows in America as well are burnout competitions. And one of the events in Vesteros is they have a cruise. It's a 10-kilometer ring around the city of Vesteros. The police shut down traffic in the area, and just the vintage cars are allowed to go on there. And kids stood there, and some of the guys would like to show off and light up the tires. But it got to be a little bit of a hassle. So eventually the organizers said, well, let's just set up a little special area and let people do that to their heart's content. And so they have what they call the Burna Lane, Burnavog, and they have a little roadway they set up, jersey walls all along it for safety. People lie in the road. People light up the tires. The smell of burnt rubber hangs in the air as you're munching on your McDonald's Big Mac or enjoying a Pizza Hut buffet. It's so American, and the thing is English. You don't have to. You two words in Swedish, toxemicker, and I think that's about it. Just say "tox" and you're pretty much easy to go.
Yeah, oh, that's check fantastic. My other words,
excuse me, but it means I want to have a beer. That's another phrase I had to learn early in Sweden. Toxemicker. Anyway, it's a great country to go visit if you want to go where people love cars. And what's really interesting is I meet so many Americans over there. A couple years ago, I was in the front parking lot of the hotel I was staying at where a lot of cars were. And there's a chap talking to somebody. He's kind of going bouncing between English and Swedish. And I heard him say, "Yorba Linda." And I said, "Why did you say Yorba Linda?" And he goes, "That's where I live." And I go, "I live right in the same city. What's the deal here?" And he's like, "We found out we're a mile apart, and we have to go to Sweden to meet each other."
Oh, isn't that amazing? What a great story. So many great friendships come out of our hobby, the car hobby, and that's something not to be overlooked. And as I have said many times before, it cuts across, demographics and economic barriers as well. I mean, you can have somebody who's a multimillionaire, friends with somebody who is a tradesman. It's the cars that brings everybody together, and that's wonderful. And I understand another very cool happening that you're going to be attending over in Sweden is an event called the Wings and Wheels Show. Tell us about that.
Well, I have a very special friend over there who is actually, she just told me she's going to be the MC this year. She's very active in the cruising scene over there. And this is a combination of airplanes and vintage cars. There are a few shows in the U.S. that combine the two, but I understand I've not been to this event before. I understand there's not quite as many cars as there are in Vesteros. They're limited to about 7,000 vehicles, and upwards of 150 to 200 airplanes, many of them flying, doing demonstration flights. This is really, to me, the ultimate car show. and the families that come out to this, it's just, that's the other thing in Sweden. These are not just kids going out, getting drunk, and having a good time. These are family events. People come out and make this part of their vacation, picnic, they camp, they enjoy the cars, and, you know, summer's a very short season in Sweden. And if you don't get there and enjoy it in the 3.5 hours of summer, they try to cram it all in.
I like that, the 3.5 hours of summer. That is fantastic. Another question. This one comes in. This is from Paul in New Hampshire, so in New England. I wonder if Paul's going to head down to Uncasville, Connecticut, to check out Barrett Jackson. Paul, please do so. If possible can, you'll have a ball. But Paul is looking to get an early Mustang. He really would like a 64.5. He wants to know, are those pretty impossible to get a hold of, Phil? Would he be better off getting a 65 or a 66? What would you recommend engine-wise? Doesn't have a whole lot of money to spend. He says, you know, probably $15,000, $20,000 would be absolutely pushing it for him, but he would love some recommendations from you.
Well, first of all, a lot of people call the early Mustang 64.5. Technically, they are early 1965s. When they were built, they went on sale in April of 1964. They went on sale as the 1965 model. The production actually shut down in August of 64 for a changeover, and a lot of updates were done to the entire Ford line. In fact, the Mustang had a ton of changes from the early to the late. I would look at any type of the 65 Mustang. I would look for a coupe. Don't be afraid of getting a six-cylinder. Get the 200 cubic inch, the letter T in the VIN code. Enjoy it and learn from it. Build it up and then move yourself up a little bit. Maybe go to a C code or an A code 289. Obviously, the big one in the Mustang world is the K code 271 horse. These cars all are up in value, but you can still go out there and find some bargains. Look for cars built at the San Jose assembly plant. The letter R, recommend the VIN. That's a little drier, little safer.
Phil Skinner is collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book and one of the greatest guys on the face of the earth. Thank you, Phil, for helping me out personally, and thank you so much for your time here. We'll get you back with us real soon.
Thank you, Bob. We'll see you next time.
Sounds great. That will do it for this hour.
I'm a U.S. Air Force member stationed overseas, and we have 3 rescued mutts. Stone Phillips was to be euthanized. There were bacteria crawling all over his skin. They called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad. He was in constant misery.
DINOVITE.com.
We started feeding him the Dynavite, and his skin, it's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He's not in pain. Stone is in excellent shape today. He runs, stays slim and trim, and follows my husband around like he worships him. I would highly encourage you to get a rescue dog and start him out on Dynavite right from the beginning, and they will make such a difference in your life. Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Or go to Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This.